WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Digital Minimalism. This is Jake Carter, your friendly neighborhood guide to ditching the digital clutter and finding some peace in this crazy world. Now, today we're diving into something real juicy, embracing imperfection and letting go of that pesky perfectionism. Ever feel like you're running a marathon with an invisible weight strapped to your back? You know, that feeling when you're constantly striving for flawlessness, but it just seems to keep slipping through your fingers? Well, guess what? That weight is probably perfectionism. And in this digital age, where everything seems so polished and curated, it can feel like everyone else is winning the race while you're stuck tripping over your own shoelaces. But here's the thing, nobody's perfect, and honestly, striving for some mythical ideal is exhausting. So today, we're going to break down 5 key takeaways that will help you ditch the pressure of perfection and start embracing the beautiful messiness of life. First things first, perfectionism is a trap. It sets you up for constant disappointment because it sets an impossible standard. Think about it. Can you actually achieve perfect health, perfect relationships, or even a perfectly cooked meal every single time? Of course not, and that's okay. Imperfection is what makes us human, what gives us room to learn and grow. So instead of aiming for perfection, focus on progress. Celebrate the small wins, acknowledge your efforts, and be kind to yourself along the way. Second, comparison is the thief of joy. You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and see everyone else seemingly living their best lives? It can be a real ego buster. But remember, what you see online is often a highlight reel, not the full story. Don't let those carefully curated moments make you feel inadequate or like you're falling behind. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your unique strengths, and remember that comparison is a game you can't win. Third, embrace failure as an opportunity for growth. I know, it sounds counterintuitive, but sometimes our biggest setbacks can lead to the most valuable lessons. When things don't go as planned, try to see it as a chance to learn, adapt, and come back stronger. Don't let fear of failure hold you back from taking risks and pursuing your passions. Fourth, practice self-compassion. This is huge. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a good friend. Be forgiving of your mistakes, acknowledge your struggles, and remember that you're doing the best you can. Finally, remember to have fun. Life's too short to be constantly striving for some unattainable ideal. Find joy in the simple things, laugh often, and don't take yourself too seriously. Embrace the imperfections, because they're what make you uniquely you. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're baking a cake, your dream cake. You carefully follow the recipe, measure every ingredient precisely, and pour your heart into making it perfect. But then, disaster strikes. You accidentally add too much flour, the oven overheats, or maybe even the dog sneaks in for a taste. You could throw in the towel, right? Curse your lack of baking skills and order takeout instead. But what if you decided to roll with it? What if you embraced that rustic look, added some extra sprinkles to compensate for the burnt edges, and served it up with a smile? Maybe it wouldn't be the Pinterest-worthy masterpiece you envisioned, but it would still be delicious. And guess what? You learned something along the way. You learned to adapt, to laugh at your mistakes, and that sometimes, even imperfections can be charming. So remember, letting go of perfectionism isn't about settling for mediocrity. It's about embracing the journey, celebrating progress over perfection, and remembering that life is meant to be enjoyed, not just conquered. That's what digital minimalism is all about. Finding joy in the simplicity, disconnecting from the digital noise, and reconnecting with ourselves and the world around us. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you're embracing imperfection in your life? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media at Digital Minimalism Podcast. Until next time, keep it real, keep it messy, and remember, you're awesome just the way you are.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.